Dit is SBS Dutch.
Giftige algen nemen de wateren voor de kust van Zuid-Australië over, met verwoestende gevolgen voor het zeeleven. Ook de visserij in de staat heeft eronder te lijden en men vreest voor de lange termijn gevolgen. Senator Sarah Hanson-Young van de Groenen roept de federale overheid op de algenuitbraak tot nationale ramp te verklaren.
It is just like a dead zone. It's like a bomb has gone off. Everything is dead. Everything is decimated.
Een giftige algenbloei verwoest het zeeleven in haar thuisstaat.
What we're seeing unfolding on the South Australian coastline and now right along Adelaide's metro beaches is this algae bloom that is killing our sea life and our wildlife, killing the vegetation within the seabeds. And it's a disaster. It's an environmental catastrophe.
Susan Close is vicepremier van Zuid-Australië en minister van Klimaatverandering, Energie en Water.
We've counted almost 400 different species that have washed up and probably tens of thousands, if not more, of individual animals.
Professor Shauna Murray is marinebioloog aan de Technische Universiteit van Sydney en bestudeert al 20 jaar giftige algenbloei. De regering van Zuid-Australië stuurde haar medio maart een aantal monsters op.
And that was when I was able to identify the cells that was most abundant in the sample as Karenia mikimotoi.
De algenbloei groeide tot 4400 vierkante kilometer, bijna zo groot als Kangaroo Island, en gaat tot zo'n 20 meter diepte. Het aantal dode zeedieren dat aanspoelde nam dramatisch toe. Professor Murray legt uit waarom.
And it doesn't produce an actual toxin, but it can damage the gill cells of fish by producing things called reactive oxygen species, which can damage fish gills. So it seems like then the fish might die through drowning, essentially.
Susan Close zegt dat de algenbloei zich heeft verspreid, ook naar de Port Adelaide River, maar dat de schadelijke algen minder sterk geconcentreerd zijn dan voorheen.
Now that it's so thinly distributed, it's harder to describe how big it is. It's certainly widely spread. It is in some concentration along much of our coastline, certainly metropolitan, the other side of this gulf and into the next gulf, into St. Vincent's and Spencer Gulf. But mapping its size is difficult because we don't know always how deep it is. When it was the size of Kangaroo Island and 20 metres deep, that was easy to imagine. This is getting more thinly distributed.
Iemand die met spanning zal toekijken hoe de algenbloei zich verspreidt is Ben Barnes, voorzitter van de South Australian Professional Fishers Association.
Where the algae is growing and bloomed, the fishermen have just stopped catching fish. Everything's gone. I would say there'd be just in the marine scale fishery there'd be 100 fishes in that area that will eventually be affected. But the effect goes on to all sorts of charter boat operators, crab fishermen, and it goes all to the restaurants, the caravan parks, the fish processors, the freight companies. It's going to have a flow-on effect. It's going to be a massive effect.
De regering van Zuid-Australië kondigde onlangs een noodpakket aan ter waarde van maximaal $500.000. Bedrijven in getroffen sectoren krijgen met terugwerkende kracht tot april vrijstelling van vergunningskosten. En Primary Industries minister Claire Scriven zegt dat er wellicht meer hulp kan komen.
We're really waiting to see what happens with the algal bloom. We know that a lot of fishers are doing it very, very tough at the moment. And that's why it was important to work with them to come up with this initial set of assistance. Now, if the bloom dissipates tomorrow, that would be wonderful. It doesn't necessarily mean that everything will bounce back. There are a lot of unknowns about this algal bloom and about the long-term impacts.
Wat onduidelijk is, is waarom de algenbloei zo enorm is geworden. Volgens Susan Close spelen verschillende factoren een rol.
Preconditions that have created this problem for us is essentially that we had a lukewarm bath full of nutrients off the southern coast of Adelaide, South Australia, and created the perfect conditions to have a very large and very problematic bloom.
Sinds september 2024 kampt Zuid-Australië met een hittegolf op zee, met temperaturen tot wel 2,5 graad hoger dan gemiddeld. in de twee jaren daarvoor spoelde, doordat de Murray River buiten zijn oevers trad, sedimenten naar zee en een ongekend koude waterstroom bracht voedingsstoffen naar de oppervlakte. Ben Barnes maakt zich zorgen dat deze omstandigheden niet van korte duur zullen zijn.
Yeah, I believe this heat wave, the marine heat wave, is going to be an issue for a while. I think it will have a major effect on the fishery, and within 20 years we'll be looking back on a fishery that we is completely different. So, I said to forecast the exact changes to the fishery is near impossible, but my belief is that we're going to be stuck with algal blooms for quite some time.
Hij zegt dat dit lastige vragen oproept.
I mean, fishermen are very, very, very proud people. They're not likely to come out and say it, but I know from with personal friends and stuff that there's some fairly stressed out people out there, and they're all very, very skeptical on how their future looks in this industry.
De psychologische gevolgen worden ook breder gevoeld. Dr. Brianna LeBusk is een psycholoog die onderzoek doet naar de menselijke band met de natuur. Ze verzamelt gegevens over de publieke opinie.
We don't have it all yet and we haven't analyzed it yet. But even just already coming through, people definitely are talking about being, you know, experiencing grief from this and feeling like, you know, one of the quotes that's come through is feeling like a loved one has died because they spend so much time by the ocean and are so connected to the ocean. So seeing it and seeing these animals wash up really is having that grief impact. We're also hearing people talking about anxiety and feeling quite overwhelmed.
De algen hebben bij veel mensen ook allergische reacties veroorzaakt en strandgangers worden geadviseerd om het water te vermijden. Maar er is ook hoop nu mensen hun steentje bijdragen.
So there is a little bit of that shift and people are definitely getting involved in things like we've got lots of citizen science projects happening where people are giving data to scientists about the species that are washing up. So it feels like there's a little bit of hope there.
Die burgerwetenschappers ondersteunen een intensief monitoringsprogramma dat door de deelstaatregering is opgezet. Professor Murray zegt dat, hoewel het bewijs aantoont dat zodra een soort zich eenmaal heeft gevestigd, schadelijke bloeiperioden zich vaker zullen voordoen, een nieuwe ramp van deze omvang niet gegarandeerd is.
There was a bloom of a similar Karenia species in Wellington Harbour in New Zealand back in the 1990s. And its effects lasted, so I'd say 3 to 5 years. That one was more a smaller region, but a similar sort of intense effect on that smaller region. So I'd say we could be looking at a similar kind of recovery period of several years.
Ook is volgens haar het verband met klimaatverandering niet zo duidelijk als het lijkt.
My understanding of harmful algal blooms is that, and particularly of Karenia mikimota, as I said, that it's more of a cool temperate species that's common in the Atlantic and the north of China.
Ze sluit niet uit dat stijgende temperaturen een rol hebben gespeeld.
It's possible, but I do think it's probably premature to be speculating about that right now, because to me, what's needed for that kind of thing is the sort of high quality data of the exact abundance of the Karenia mikimotoi in terms of the water conditions at that time and place, and also the growth experiment.
Professor Murray kweekt momenteel algensoorten om meer te weten te komen over de bloei in Zuid-Australië.
There does seem to be other Karenia species also probably present in this bloom, and some of them. One of them seems to be producing a toxin called revitoxin. So that can also be having a harmful effect.
Ze zegt dat het niet duidelijk is hoeveel schade de algenuitbraak aanricht. Terwijl het onderzoek voortduurt, hebben de Groenen gezegd ook een onderzoek in te zullen stellen wanneer het parlement weer bijeenkomt. U hoort nogmaals Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
Originally, The state government in South Australia was telling people that we just needed a bit of rain and a bit of wind and this would break up this algae and, you know, and we'd move on. We're now being told, actually, it has really taken hold. It is in, some scientists are telling us we need to be prepared for this to be killing our marine life for the next 18 months. So, you know, Adelaide's going to be hosting, hopefully, the world's largest climate conference in 18 months' time. I hope that we have some of our beautiful beaches and marine life left by the time the world comes to visit.
Dit was een verhaal van T. Mitchell voor SBS Nieuws, in het Nederlands vertaald door SBS Dutch.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.